From JMI Wealth, Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Geez, how dark is this ANZ business outlook?
Yeah, it is. So it's been another busy week, hasn't it? Plenty going on. And so we had yesterday we had the release of the ANZ business outlook. Now, probably weighted with a little bit more degree of interest, I think, than we normally would, given that we had that very much unanticipated move down in the official cash rate. And one of the issues that the Reserve Bank had was some of these, what they call these high frequency data releases that showed that there's a bit of a lack of confidence out there. Now, so the relevant point here is whether or not the respondents that completed this survey did that before or after the Reserve Bank moved that cash rate. And I think about a third of the respondents came in after the 50 basis point cut. So they knew that the Reserve Bank was taking action. Now, at the headline level, business confidence fell another 8 points to minus 52. More importantly, though, firms' view of their own activity fell 6 points to minus one. So that's the lowest read we've had since April 2009, so back to post-GFC levels. So I think you've got to address the elephant in the room here, Mike. There's a political bias in this survey. Okay, we know that. We know that the responses are worse under a Labor government than they are under a National government. But I don't think you can't ignore the trend here now. You can't just dismiss what you're being told. Look, maybe there's a case of winter blues in there. So maybe there's an element of seasonality in the survey. But there's more going on here. There's real stuff. Reported profitability is lower. Margins are under pressure. Inflation expectations are not increasing. So there's no confidence in people being able to lift prices. And I think the Reserve Bank will take note of that. Investment intentions are weak, particularly in the ag sector. And profit expectations are at their lowest level since mid-2009. Ag sector also stands out there. It's the most negative there too. So those are real issues. You know, this isn't just, oh, look, don't like the government. You know, I'd prefer a national government. That's actually not what's happening here. There's some real stuff. Now, the RB has responded to some of these forward-looking indicators. And I suspect they will continue. They've got more that they can move the official cash rate by. But there's a real question over how effective lower interest rates are encountering some of these issues you've got in here. So I think the RB at some point will probably have to look at unconventional monetary policy, maybe QE. But I think we need there's other responses I think are needed here. So I think you need to look at fiscal policy, infrastructure programs, yep, Stimulating the economy some other ways. But I don't think you can ignore the trend.
What we need to do is build a few roads, for God's sake. Now, Vista, we've talked up Vista, and I know the result was down a bit yesterday. So what's going on there?
Yeah, busy week for results, reporting season so far. Vista Group released it yesterday. It's probably not a household name, but look, it has been a real global success story in terms of their specific field. So their cinema software solutions, cinema management for large-scale, smaller cinemas, data analytics, box office reporting software. They do the Flix website as well, where you go and book your movie tickets and stuff. So their market share globally among cinema complexes with more than 20 screens, it's around 50%. So that's outside of China. They've got a JV in China. You throw that in there, they're just under 40%, 39%, 7,683 sites around the world. So they've done very, very well. They released the first half results yesterday. The outlook downgraded their expected annual revenue growth, that's from the core Vista cinema and Movio businesses, from their previous guidance. So they were looking at growth around 20%. They downgrade to 4% to 18%. Got a bit of revenue slipping into the next financial year. First half net profit down 20%. Share price got slammed. Yeah. 28.5% fall in the share price, basically giving back all of the gains for the past year. Look, on a like-for-like basis, operating is about the same. They've got to rebuild confidence amongst investors now, Mike. That's the key.
Give me the numbers.
26,396 on the Dow, actually looking quite positive there today, up 360 points, 1.3%. S&P 500, 2929, up about 1.38%. And the Nasdaq, 7989, up 132 points, 1.7%. All good there. FTSE 100, 7184, up 70. just under 1%. The Nikkei 20460 down 18. Shanghai Composite, just very small movement there. Small movement down 2891. The Aussies up 7 yesterday, 6507 on the ASX 200. And on the NZX 50, we lost 46 points, closing at 10,580. On the currencies, Kiwi a little bit weaker, 0.6316 against the US, 0.9380 Aussie, 0.5714 euro, 0.5178 pounds, 67.30 yen. Gold down slightly, $1,527. Brent crude, $60.45.
Have a fabulous weekend. See you Monday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth and jmiwealth.co.nz.